We are up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Beis, Chapter 10, Mishnah 12 of Maseches Irvin. The Mishnah Yud Beis continues with the further discussion about doors on Shabbos. Various types of pegs on doors, can they be used or not? We'll see what that is in a second. And Mishnah Yud Gimel will deal with three additional prohibitions that apply in the rest of the Medina, but not in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So let's see, Mishnah Yud Beis. So, Machazirin Tzir HaTachton BaMikdash Avalova Medina. So imagine you have like a freestanding closet. Some people have this in like their garage, like a freestanding shed or a freestanding closet or something like that. So, and the way the doors are attached in this closet is that usually there's like a peg on the bottom and a peg on the top of the inside of the door so that like it's like a hinge so that it can go back and forth. So again, Marzirin Sira Tachton Ba Mikdash Avalova Medina. We can put the bottom peg of a closet door back into its hole in the base of English, but not in the rest of the country. So what's going on over here? So if the bottom peg comes out of the hole, but the top is in place, the door is not going to fall out entirely, and putting it back in its place is just pretty easy. So therefore, it's midoraisa, it is permissible, it's not going to be considered bona, but rabbinically the rabbis didn't like it, so in the base of English is mutter to put the bottom peg back into the hole, in the base of English, you can put the bottom peg back into the hole, but you can't do that anywhere else outside of the base of English. The elyon kan v'kan asar, but the upper peg, so both in the base of English and outside of the base of English is going to be prohibited. Why? Because it's going to be a midaraisa malacha to put it back in, because at that point you're basically just reattaching the door, because if the upper peg comes out, the whole door falls down. So in this situation, since it's a midaraisa malacha, so even in the base of English, it's going to be prohibited to put the upper peg back into the hole on the top over there. But Rabbi Yehuda again has a leniency. He says, Ha'elyon of a mikdash, the upper peg can even be put back into its hole in the base of English, but nowhere else. But and his reasoning is as follows: because the door, it's going to be reattached. Nonetheless, since it's like a freestanding structure, it's again like this like a little freestanding closet, it's not a malacha midoraisa, and therefore it's just a rabbinic prohibition. So he says to do it in the base of English, for the upper one to put it back, it's permissible. The tachton ba medina, and even a lower peg can be put back in its hole, even in the rest of the country, in the rest of the everywhere else, because this is permissible, even according to the rabbis, to do this. So you could even put back the bottom peg of the closet door. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Yud Gimel. Machzir and Ritzia b'Mikdash. Now Mishnah Yud Gimel says, again, Machzir and Ritzia b'Mikdash, you can put a dressing of a wound on in the base of Mikdash. But how do you put it on? Machzir, and you could return it, meaning if you took it off, you could put it back on. Avalova Medina, but you can't put a bandage back on a wound anywhere else in the country on Shabbos. Why is this? So the answer is because the rabbis had a decree, so you can't put the bandage back on the wound because you may come to smooth out the ointment, which would be a prohibition. Why is it allowed in the base of English? Because the Kohanim often will need to hold things for the Avoda, and the Halacha is often when they need to hold things, they can't have a chatzitza between their hand and the object they're holding. If they had a bandage on their finger or whatever, then it'd be a chatzitza, it'd be a separation. So we say you could take it off, but they'll say, if I could take it off, but I can't put it back on, then I'm never going to take it off. I'm not going to do the Avoda. So the rabbi said, fine, you can put the bandage back on Shabbos in the base of Mikdash, but again, anywhere else would be prohibited. But if it's not a old wound, if it's a new wound, or it's the first time you want to put a bandage on for the first time, with the ointment and everything, that would be prohibited on Shabbos, even in the Beis HaMikdash, and of course, outside of the Beis HaMikdash as well. Another case, Koshrin Nima BaMikdash. So imagine you have an instrument, take a harp or whatever, and the harp, it has strings. So let's say one of the strings snaps. So what do? You tie the strings together on both, you in the middle, you meet them in the middle, you tie them together. So koshrinim b'mikdash, you can tie the snap string of a musical instrument in the base of Mikdash. Aval lo v'medina, but you can't do that in the rest of the country. But if you're not repairing the broken string, but rather what you're doing is you're basically just reattaching a new string to the instrument for the first time, that's going to be prohibited both in the base of Mikdash and outside of the Beis HaMikdash as well, obviously. And so why is it permitted to tie it in the Beis HaMikdash, to tie the two ends that snapped on the instrument? Because if you have a Kesher Shel Kayam, if you have a permanent knot, so that's an Isser Midoraisa. So we say, no, it's permissible to do a temporary knot for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash, but the rabbis didn't even like you to do the temporary one if it's not inside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that was the second case. Now the third case, Choschen Yav, Mishabeles b'mikdash. You can cut off. So if an animal has like a wart or something, it might need to be cut off to do the avoda. So choschen yabeles b'mikdash, you can cut off the wart by using your hand. You can cut it off of the animal in the base of mikdash. But you can't do that in the rest of the country because it's going to be minister midarabanan to remove the wart by hand, even in the rest of the country. And of course, with a knife that or a tool, that would be prohibited because that's a midaraisa. So v'im bakli kan v'kan asur. But let's say in the base of mikdash or anywhere else, you're going to use a tool, you can use a knife to cut it off. So then it's going to be prohibited, even in the base of mikdash, and of course everywhere else, because then it's an isur midaraisa to cut it off with this tool. What's the general rule? What do we see over here? Anytime you have an isur derabanan, usually it's going to be uplifted for the base of mikdash because the rabbis didn't apply it to the base of mikdash because usually it was a real necessity even on Shabbos. Whereas the rest of the country, the isur derabanan apply there because again, you can usually wait until after Shabbos, or does not need to be done on Shabbos. So therefore, you have to wait until after Shabbos for the isur derabanan. Anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud Gimel. Next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud Daled, and that next time, God willing, will be the conclusion of Maseches Erevin and our conclusion of all the Seder Moed. But for now, we will stop right here.